to listen. It has been very clarifying to listen to this session, and especially I enjoyed the input of Ms. Lucy Yu from Octopus Energy describing how interrelated AI and energy transition now has become, but also understanding the perspectives from Mr. Shada, seeing how do we apply this in business systems as well. What we do see, it's the rapid transition happening with the energy transition and how we relate to AI. I really hope this is also a systemic approach that we might adapt and apply for resource management as well. As we have been former today talking about innovation and system innovation, we see industry systems, urban systems, and regional systems that we approach today. These are all very much adaptable to the perspective you have been discussing today. So I guess my question for you might be, which was the topic of this session, how can innovation reduce the footprint of AI itself, or what can policymakers do to support this process? And what we do, that where we struggle to see the how do we govern the use of resource data? It's the same kind of dilemmas and paradoxes as with energy data and GDPR data. We see the role of governments is extremely important. This can not only be governed by industry itself. We see the emergence now of we're regulated with product passports, but who own these data? And I was really thrilled listening to the would love to learn more about synthetic data. So how do we decouple applicable data which are not restricted, so we can gather as much as natural intelligence and resource intelligence by the use of artificial intelligence? Thank you.